This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. There's an old adage that pops up now and again. When people ask for advice, never give it. They don't really want to know what you think. Well, you'd never guess that was the case if you read the love letters column in the Boston Globe and on Boston.com. The lost, anxiety-ridden, and tortured send their stories to columnist Meredith Goldstein. She, in turn, publishes their letters, anonymously, of course.
Of course.
And gives her take, and then the readers really go to town. So today, we're going to focus on one letter in particular, and the topic, affairs in the workplace. So listeners, what do you think? When you're working 10, maybe more hours a day, who else are you going to date? Or is that absolutely a no-no? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Or if you're online, we're on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston. And joining us now, you heard her a little bit, is Boston Globe columnist and love letters guru, Meredith Goldstein.
Hello.
Welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us is workplace expert Ginny Rayberg. Ginny's president of the Rayberg Management Group, a career consulting, executive coaching, and outplacement firm. Welcome to Radio Boston, Ginny.
Glad to be here.
All right, Meredith. So you've got lots of fans and hundreds, nay, thousands of commenters
That's
on
right.
love letters.
And this was a particularly exciting letter for my readers out there, because I think everybody's dated someone they work with, almost everyone, and the ones who haven't probably wish they had, not knowing how awful it is when there's a breakup and the person is right down the hall. It's happened to the best of us. So I got a letter a few weeks ago from a young woman who identifies herself as Pam. She's actually named herself and everyone in her letter after characters on The Office, which I thought was quite clever. And she basically tells me
that... John?
Her gym. Her, she's
gym,
got a gym, yes.
Say.
So she tells me, "Dear Meredith, I've been working as an intern for several months at a large corporation, and I love every aspect of my job. It's where I want to work full-time once I graduate. One of the greatest things about my job is my fellow intern, who I will call Jim." And of course, she goes on to say that she's been waiting and waiting to date Jim, and actually maybe kiss Jim in the back of a cab once, only to find out after the fact that Jim has been having an affair with their boss.
Oh, dear.
Her question was, does she tell her company that this affair is going on, knowing that tattling on this workplace affair might have more to do with her jealousy? So she also says, should I date Jim if he's interested in me as opposed to our boss? What should I do?
And so what did you tell her to do?
Well, of course, I'm an advice columnist, not a human resources person. And I told her, well, confront Jim, tell him about your feelings for him. It sounds to me like he wants to be with you more than his boss. He's given you every indication that he wants to be your partner. And see if you can pursue this relationship. You're in your early 20s. He's to be forgiven for this silly affair that he had. And of course, then as I was writing my response, I thought, you know, if I were a corporate attorney, I might have a different answer.
Yeah. Okay.
A very different answer.
And briefly, what would that different answer be?
Well, you know, that was my question. What is the right thing to do? Does she have to tell her company? Is she supposed to tell? And perhaps there was something greater I was missing here, because when it comes to affairs of the heart, I'm always saying honesty, you know, date the person you work with. It's all in the name of love. It's so hard to meet someone
ever
you care
the romantic.
For. Very much the romantic, very much not the workplace attorney. So,
well, let's ask someone who is a workplace expert, Ginny Rayberg. What's your take on this? What should Pam do?
Well, from an HR point of view, this is a real nightmare kind of scenario, because they don't, you know, it's not good if a company is going to have exposure. This is exposure. So what should Pam do? You know, that's the million-dollar question. I could just sort of talk about from the company's point of view, there'd be the exposure of the fact that if Jim breaks up with the boss, mm-hmm. And she retaliates against him by firing him or not renewing his internship or something like that, then could he claim sexual harassment? This gets into a huge issue, and I'm not an employment attorney, but these are huge issues that companies really want no part of.
Well, let me ask you about that, because, I mean, here we have Pam, who's witnessing this relationship already going on between Jim and his boss. Are there companies out there where Pam would be obligated to report something like that?
It would depend on the way the company's policy is written. And this is the weird thing. There was a Society of Human Resources Management study done, or survey done, where they didn't, you know, there are only 13% of companies who actually have a policy on office dating. Only 13%.
As little as that?
Yeah, it's not as much as you would think. Because it's such a thorny area to get. Now, they, of course, have sexual harassment policies, but not office.
And there is quite a difference. Right, there is quite a difference. And my question was, to me, you know, a boss having an affair with a colleague who they oversee is obviously a no-no at a lot of companies. But, you know, what if Jim and Pam date? You know, is that okay? Are there companies out there that have a you may not date no matter if you're in the same position? I mean, can they really govern that? You know,
it's unlikely because I think that they realize that, you know, if there's no harm being done, right, between mm-hmm. these two coworkers who are dating and then, you know, then, yeah, OK, it could impact sort of issues around office morale mm-hmm. if people start acting in bad ways,
right?
You know, that sort of I think in the office is a couple in there that sort of I can't remember the names right now, but she's always after the young man, and
yeah,
you know, it doesn't work out, and that could cause problems in the office.
Well, let's get a call in here. Anne Marie's calling from Norton. Welcome to Radio Boston, Anne Marie.
Thank you. I just wanted to tell you a quick story. I actually met my husband at work. And we worked in a very small office,
See?
And he kept asking me out,
romance.
And I felt like it would be a really bad idea to date. So I said, I'm sorry, we work together, we can't date. So he quit.
He quit his job for you. Huh. That's love.
And then we were married.
He took quite a big risk because you hadn't even been dating at the time, Anne-Marie.
Exactly. Who knows how it could have turned out, but luckily it all turned out well.
He showed his devotion early on. Anne-Marie, thank you so much for your call. Meredith, your thoughts on this, and also what did commenters say
you know,
in response to Pam?
We had more than 800 comments for this letter, and people were really unforgiving of Jim. They really felt as though this young man should know better than to take up with his boss. Of course, I thought that was very unfair because the one person here who should be blamed is the boss. You know, there was at least a 10-year age difference in this case, and one thing this letter really pointed out to me was that, you know, the letter writer says she was basically an intern. And in Boston especially, we have such a culture with Northeastern and all of these, colleges of co-ops and interns who become a part of the staff, not just an intern. So you have these very young people coping with big issues.
Well, in the last 30 seconds we've got here, Ginny Rayberg, your advice for people out there who may be looking over their cubicle and saying, oh,
well,
if only.
This is one of those tricky issues around the fact that if she wants to still have a career in that company beyond the internship, you know, maybe she just wants to let this one go and try to get back in there and make a difference once she's successful in
the
company.
See, the advice columnist says never let it go.
That's
love.
Well, we got to let this one go now. Meredith Goldstein, Love Letters columnist for the Boston Globe, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And Ginny Rayberg, president of the Rayberg Management Group, a career consulting, executive coaching, and outplacement firm, thank you so much.
Thank you, Meredith.
You can read Pam's entire letter and give your own advice to her. It's all on our website, wbur.org/Boston.